This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Trump administration is denouncing U.S. media reports that it evacuated a high-level CIA spy out of Moscow after he revealed that President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. elections in favor of Donald Trump. AP correspondent Tim McGuire picks up the story.
The New York Times, CNN, and others have reported that a former top Russian official and spy was spirited to the U.S. amid concerns he might be exposed because of media coverage of the Russian interference in the 2016 election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling reporters,
"Suffice to say that the reporting there is factually wrong."
The Times reported that the man rose through the ranks of the Russian government and revealed that President Vladimir Putin personally ordered and orchestrated the effort to influence the campaign. The CIA blasted CNN's report as misguided speculation for citing an unnamed source saying the informant was removed because of the administration's alleged mishandling of classified information. Tim McGuire, Washington.
U.S. authorities say nearly 300 people, the majority in Nigeria and here in the United States, were arrested in an international law enforcement operation aimed at disrupting a multi-billion dollar internet scam. The U.S. Justice Department said the Nigerians allegedly use romance fraud and schemes targeting the elderly to steal millions of dollars from their victims here in the U.S. and elsewhere before transferring the funds to Nigeria through an extensive money laundering network. Authorities say the operation, dubbed Rewired, led to the seizure of nearly $3.7 million so far. Arrests were also made in Turkey, Ghana, France, Italy, Japan, Kenya, Malaysia, and Britain. As always, for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the firing of the U.S. National Security Advisor will not mean a change in President Donald Trump's foreign policy. President Trump said on Twitter Tuesday he informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House. Trump never appeared to warm to Bolton and had expressed reservations about him prior to hiring him last year. President thanked Bolton for his service and said he would be naming a replacement next week. In the meantime, the White House says Charlie Kupperman is the acting National Security Advisor. For the second time in a week, lawmakers voted against British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request to try and break the deadlock through an early national election. Reuters' Chris Dignam reports.
Johnson had wanted to hold a snap election in mid-October before a European Union summit on October 17th and before the country is due to leave the EU on October 31st. Even after a law was passed on Monday demanding Britain seek one from the EU, unless he can strike a divorce deal. Opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn said the party was eager for an election, but would not support Johnson's move to hold one until it was certain a delay to Brexit had been secured. Parliament is now due to be suspended until October 14th.
That was Chris Dignam reporting. Income for the median U.S. household finally matches its previous peak set back in 1999. Get more on that story from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Government figures show that after more than a decade of economic growth, the longest expansion on record, Americans are earning no more than they did 20 years ago when inflation is taken into account. The Census Bureau says median household income rose just under 1% last year to roughly $63,200 when adjusted for inflation. The poverty rate fell to just under 12%. The lowest level since 2001. That improvement stems from the increased income over several years for many workers in low-wage jobs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he plans to annex part of the occupied West Bank if he wins re-election next week, a move that could significantly alter the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A Palestinian Liberation Organization Executive Committee member tweeted on Tuesday that annexation would destroy any chance of reaching an Israeli-Palestinian peace accord. There was no immediate comment from the White House, but the Trump administration has been receptive to Israel's annexation of at least portions of the West Bank. More than 400,000 Israelis live in the West Bank settlements considered illegal by the international law. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Voice of America. It's today's exclusive hits. All